This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. As he does each Monday morning, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you said in your column yesterday, Ohio is one of those states Hillary Clinton could lose and still win the White House. But you said Donald Trump has to win Ohio to have a chance. The polls, yes, pretty close. Has the video of Trump speaking in lewd and vulgar terms about women destroyed his chances here?
Well, it's too early to say it's destroyed his chances. It's clearly not helped. One of the things that Donald Trump depends on in states like Ohio and other key battleground states are independent voters and true independents, and women voters who are not college educated. And those are two groups that, you know, he has had some success with. And I think there's some early indication in some polling around the country that the independents are just fleeing from him now. And if that happens, it's just going to make it harder and harder for him to win Ohio. Saboteau's Crystal Ball, the newsletter, came out with a special edition this morning and had flipped Ohio from leans Republican to leans Democratic. People are going to notice that. People watch that very closely.
Ohio Senator Rob Portman put out a statement over the weekend saying he will not vote for Trump. He wants to vote for Mike Pence. How big of a development is that, and can he vote for Pence?
Well, number one, he can't vote for Pence. Well, you could write my name in there. I could write your name in there. But you have to be registered as a write-in candidate for the vote to be counted. Portman, it was a big deal because he has said all along that he has endorsed Donald Trump, but he has done everything possible to stay as far away as possible from him. At the convention in Cleveland, he basically held his own convention outside of the Quicken Loans arena. He's never been to any of Trump's events in Ohio. He stays clear because he's in a re-election campaign himself against Ted Strickland. He's in pretty good shape. Double-digit lead, but, he has not really wanted any part of campaigning with Trump. And this was a kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, he came out and said, I can't, after this, I cannot support him, period.
What about the Ohio Republican Party? Has the party establishment abandoned Trump?
Well, not in a. In some ways they have, in some ways they haven't. And I mean, not formally. Matt Borges, the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, what he has said to Republican candidates around the state is, look, you do whatever you want. If you feel that you need to abandon Donald Trump and unendorse him just say the man's not fit to be president, go ahead and do that. If you want to support him, go ahead and do that. We're not going to give you any instruction on that.
What about other GOP elected officials?
Well, so far, I mean, Dave Yost, the state auditor, has been very outspoken, saying that, you know, he and this is before this videotape came out, that he wasn't going to vote for Trump. There's others like Pat Tiberi, the congressman from the Columbus area, who wants to run for the Senate in a couple of years. He came out yesterday and said, I can't vote for Donald Trump, period. That's significant. There are some other statewide elected officials on the Republican side that we haven't heard from yet, but we may.
Now, Trump is scheduled to hold a rally in Cincinnati Thursday. Do you expect many elected Republicans will be there with him?
I don't expect a whole lot of them at all to show up. I mean, why would they at this point? There's no reason for them to be, you know, publicly associated with him. They're on their own. They have to run their own campaigns. He's clearly not going to give them any coattails to ride into office on. So, you know, I can't understand why they would be there.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.